PJ Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk. New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 6 o'clock. I'm Jen Ursulo. Topping our report this hour, the rain is welcome news for weary fire crews battling multiple forest fires around New Jersey. The clear liquid from the sky has been falling on that massive wildfire on the New Jersey-New York border. The rain also helping to tamp down the two newest fires in Burlington and Ocean counties. The Big Rusty Fire in Haynesport, the Lakewood Country Club fires, both fully contained Wednesday. Dangerously dry conditions have led to hundreds of wildfires in New Jersey since October. Another 14-year-old boy, meantime, is being charged with purposely starting a brush fire in South Jersey.
The teen from the Marlton section of Evesham Township is charged with aggravated arson and causing or risking widespread injury or damage. The boy is accused of taking part in starting a fire on October 30th that eventually scorched more than 50 acres on the border of Evesham and Berlin Township. Another 14-year-old boy was arrested in connection to the fire earlier this month. Authorities are investigating whether the fire is linked to a November 7th fire near Sycamore Drive that burned 375 acres. Kristen Marks, New Jersey 101.5 News.
Good news for New Jersey commuters. A deal between Philadelphia's transit workers and the city means the hundreds of thousands of public transit commuters will not go on strike. After one looked imminent a few weeks ago, there appears to be a tentative one-year agreement between TWU Local 234 and the Southeastern Pennsylvania Transportation Authority. SEPTA Chief Operating Officer Scott Sauer called it a win-win on Wednesday.
This tentative agreement is both fair to our hardworking frontline employees and fiscally responsible to our customers and taxpayers that fund the authority.
It's been reported that the agreement includes a wage and pension increase and bulletproof enclosures for bus drivers, which should be in place in the spring of next year. A Brick Township man's been sentenced to 4 years in prison for his conviction of sexually assaulting a woman he met on Facebook dating. 56-year-old Gary Carnes used a fake name to meet and date the woman. Authorities say 3 years ago he picked up the woman, presumably for a date, but then took her to an Atlantic City hotel where he assaulted her and left her there. Kearns pleaded guilty to sexual assault in August. New Jersey 101.5 News Time 6:02. Fast traffic is next. New Jersey 101.5 News Time 6:09. Now New Jersey 101.5 Instant Weather.
The big band of steady rain is just now exiting New Jersey, but we're not done with inclement weather just yet. Light rain is going to linger throughout today, especially to the north and east. In South Jersey, we may see some peaks of sun by this afternoon. It's going to stay breezy and cool as temperatures descend through the 40s. We'll bottom out in the mid-30s tonight with a continuing chance of showers. Higher elevations of northwestern New Jersey could see some snowflakes tonight. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy skies. One final push of rain and snow showers coming in the afternoon and evening hours. Highs tomorrow only in the lower 40s. Pretty chilly. New Jersey weather made possible by Lollygon. They can move any column in your basement or garage for less than you think. Call Lollygon, 866-LOLLY86. That's 866-LALLY86 or online at lollygon.com.
Right now, Piscataway, 47 degrees. It's 50 in Point Pleasant. Camden, 46. Download our free app and sign up for breaking news, weather, and traffic alerts sent to your phone. Customize it for your neighborhood and stay informed with New Jersey 101.5.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.